Ms. Clearwell.
The first item under old business is case 11,896, James Truett Farm LLC, seeking a special use exception for assisted living facility, section 115-32C and 115-210A3D of the Sussex County Zoning Code.
Gentlemen, we've had some time to digest all the information that was presented to us. Are we ready to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in the case of 11,896, this is a 23-acre parcel off Shuttle Road near Rehoboth Beach that's part of the Truett family farm since for several years, many years. It is part of the growth district, the Sussex County Comprehension Plan, where development is anticipated and planned. It's zoned MR, and a assisted living facility is authorized by the code as a special use exception in the MR zoning district. It's also in an area which is where the state supports the development of a broad mix of housing options. The facility will be served by Central Water for domestic use and fire protection by Tide Water Utilities. The site is located in an area containing a mixture of uses, including small and large retail stores, a water park, a large park and ride parking lot, a bus depot, multifamily and single family residential developments. And the facility will be a part of and will be centrally located within the 90-unit age-restricted community approved by the Sussex County Council as a conditional use number 2029, which is being developed by the applicant. The application for the special use exception for an assisted living facility is consistent, in my opinion, with representation made by the applicant both at both earlier public hearings and with the aging in place concept for the community. As far as traffic is concerned, it's in a developed region of the county, and DLDOT has jurisdiction over the traffic impact of the facility, and the applicant will have to comply with the DLDOT regulation as part of the site plan approval process. And to the extent that the additional traffic along Shuttle Road has an impact on the neighborhood, compliance with DLDOT regulation should minimize that impact. The facility will also provide shuttle services for its residents, and this service should help to reduce the amount of traffic from the facility. Ultimately, is not convincing that the facility will have a substantial adverse effect on traffic in that area. As far as parking goes, the facility is required to have 45 parking spaces, but the applicant is proposing to have 88 for a total. As far as lighting, the lighting that it will be used is to be directed down towards the angle towards the ground instead of towards any adjacent properties. Site was previously used as a par 3 golf course, and the applicant recently received approval to subdivide the property as previously discussed. The use. The facility will be similar to other assisted living facilities in Sussex County, such as the Manor House in Seaford, Cadbury on Gills Neck Road near Lewis, and Brandywine Living on Route 1. Like those facilities, the use results in minimal noise and no negative impact on the uses of values of neighboring and adjacent properties. I was not convinced by arguments made by the opposition to the contrary. The opposition argued that the assisted living facility may negatively affect property values in the area. The opposition, however, presented no expert testimony reports or studies from a realtor or appraiser to support that argument. Since no empirical data was presented which supports the opposition's vague conclusion, I am not convinced that the facility will have a substantial adverse effect on property values of neighboring and adjacent properties. So therefore, Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,896, because I don't believe the application will substantially adversely affect neighboring and adjacent properties.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
By roll call vote, I ask Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye, for the reasons that have been stated.
And aye, too, for the reasons that were stated. By a vote of 3-0, the motion is approved and carried for case number 11,896. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,916 Custom Siding Inc. seeks variances from the side yard and rear yard setbacks, section 115-25C, 115-181B, and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Thank you.
Have you gentlemen had a chance to review that? Are you ready to make a...
Is this the one with the air conditioners?
I believe it is.
That he can move them, right?
Was it not the one with the neighbor, with the screen porch?
Yeah.
And the view?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This one had four different variances. One was for the rear yard for the dwelling. One was from the side yard for the dwelling. One was for the side yard for an HVAC, and another for a propane tank. The neighbor had expressed concern about the location of the HVAC unit, and they had discussed moving it closer to Cleveland Avenue, I think.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Moving it forward or towards the road.
And the porch was blocking her from seeing the canal, right? That's what her argument was against it.
The entire dwelling. It was going to be a two-story dwelling.
Yeah.
It was going to be 15 feet from the rear property line.
But they're all in line together.
Yeah, I think the neighbor had some concerns about that. There's going to be a big wall there, basically, yeah, blocking their view.
Yeah.
There's four different things for you to consider there.
And just for the record, the federal government had ruled many years ago that no one's entitled to a view, nor should that be fair consideration in granting or denying a case.
I believe there was also testimony that most of the, if I understood right, the utilities, the HVAC, was always placed on the left of each property.
Yeah, and I don't think they had a problem as long as they moved it towards closer to the road and not right in the middle of the home.
Right, next to the bedroom. That
mm-hmm. He was willing to do that, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Perhaps if that was, and I don't know how you are inclined to vote, but that may be something to consider as a condition.
Right. There's no further discussion. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if I don't know how both of you feel, but I don't believe the variances will alter the character of the neighborhood. I believe it's minimum variance to afford relief. Given the size of the lot and also the variances granted in the community there, I think it's necessary to afford relief and not necessarily created by the applicant. As Mr. Mills stated, we don't have any jurisdiction about views, and so I would make a motion we approve case number 11,916. With the stipulation that the HVAC be moved further to the front of Cleveland, towards Cleveland Avenue.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, and by roll call vote, Mr. Hudson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And aye, too, for the reasons stated. So by vote of 3-0, case number 11,916 is approved. Next case, please.